Which we are not going to talk about.
No, no. And which I have definitely not experienced.
Definitely not.
I'm not even going to put that in there because then they probably think that I have experienced it.
Take that
part. Yeah.
All right.
Is this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world, searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com. Aw yeah, what's going on? Welcome to another Real Life English podcast, the only English podcast guaranteed to make your hair silky and smooth.
Oh, nice. What do you mean by silky and smooth?
So silky would be a type of cloth that is very soft, feels good enough to the touch.
Yeah.
And it's kind of expensive as well.
It's like a fabric, commonly used to make lingerie.
Yeah.
Which is exotic underwear.
Yeah, Chad's got a bunch in his closet.
But they're not mine.
Yeah, but he still likes to wear them. Yeah, lingerie is generally women's clothing. Women's, what do you call it?
Undergarments?
Yeah, undergarments or sexy underwear,
yeah,
you could say. Cool. So my name is Trevor with Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, practical, and natural way to learn English. So save some time and learn Real Life English while you're stuck in traffic, cleaning, cooking, or getting a massage.
Oh, that sounds like a good way to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so if you want to get all hot and bothered, you can get your significant other to give you a massage while you listen to me and Chad.
Yep. How romantic does that sound? Light a candle?
That's what I do. Listen to myself talk. All right, so I'm here today in the studio, and by studio I mean our living room, with a man who is the first one to volunteer to clean the bathroom.
Okay.
I think I've cleaned the bathroom maybe twice since I've been here for about a year.
Yeah, yeah.
That Chad, is... Chad's always the first one to clean. It's very nice. So, ladies. So, Chad, how are you doing on this fine Monday afternoon?
I'm feeling fantastic, man. I just been cleaning the bathroom, you know? Put my hand down the toilet bowl. I'm feeling fantastic. Literally cleaning the shit out of the house.
And so did you wash your hands before cooking our food?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. So if you stick around to the end of this podcast, we are going to give you a tip that can revolutionize your listening and reading skills in a very fun and real life way.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the news.
Okay, so the first piece of news we want to talk about today is the Real Life English Movie Marathon. Yeah, you know about this?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. So what's happening right now is that we are doing this exercise on the Real Life English Facebook community where everyone who is participating sends in a 3 to 5 minute video about something they like or whatever. It's just a way of getting to meet everyone, practice your English, get yourself out there. And this is being guided by Max.
Oh, yeah.
Our awesome Facebook community member, Max. Big shout out.
From Argentina.
From Argentina, yes. And he was the first one to do the video. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was a cool video.
That was really cool. He was on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some nice tunes in the background.
Yeah, what do you mean by tunes?
So tunes is kind of a slang way to just say song.
Yeah. Probably you're listening to us on iTunes, or tunes, as some silly Americans like to pronounce it.
Nobody calls it tunes.
You don't say tunes?
In reference to iTunes?
Yeah, you just said tunes.
But not in reference to iTunes.
Oh, in reference to what?
Music.
Songs.
Songs, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're hopefully listening to us on iTunes, where you are about to give us an awesome 5-star review.
Yep, me and Chad work for 5-star reviews.
Yep, we are 5-star review whores.
Okay, so another piece of news we have for you. This Sunday at 10 a.m. Brazilian time, there'll be another Google Hangout. So if you guys want to check that out, you can watch it live. And if you participate a lot in the Facebook community, then you can be invited to join.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good opportunity to talk and learn about different learning methods and ways people learn,
Mm-hmm. One thing that we're doing with the Google Hangouts is that we're facilitating community. Bring people together with a common vision.
Mm-hmm.
We'll increase their motivation. They become more inspired to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so aren't you doing something with a community to help build something?
Yes, another little side project we have going on here with Real Life is the Learn English with Music project exercise, which I am facilitating. And this is our idea of getting people to find their favorite song and use it to teach English. So we're just asking for you to write out the lyrics, write a little message why you like the song, highlight the new verbs, highlight some of the verb tenses, just write a little message to us, and we're going to turn this into a free ebook.
Awesome.
So this kind of brings a community together, sharing cool ideas, sharing your favorite songs, and we still need a lot more songs to make this book, guys, so hopefully you guys can help us out and everyone who's in the community.
Yeah, and so one of the best ways to learn something is to teach it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can get a lot out of this just for yourself as well.
Of course.
As helping a lot of people.
Yeah. And music, you're also going to be practicing your pronunciation, listening to the song, singing it mm-hmm. to yourself, writing it out, or just focusing on the vocabulary. And you can really help everyone else when we eventually make this ebook, which we are going to add a link to the show notes where you can see how to do this and even guide you on each step.
Sweet. All right, cool. So let's move on to the shout outs. You know you make me wanna. All right, so Chad, you wanna? All right, so I heard we had a 5-star iTunes review.
Yeah, this week we have a 5-star iTunes or Tunes review from the Philippines. And this person's name is My Online Teacher 16. And this person wrote as a title, RLE is mega dope.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So what do they mean by mega?
Mega means extremely, really. Can you think of any other synonyms for
mega?
Yeah,
just like big, crazy, huge,
yeah,
intense.
Yep. And what does dope mean in this case?
Dope is another word for cool.
Mm-hmm. And the review goes a little something like this. I wrote this review because I just want to tell the whole world that Real Life English is the real deal. No need for me to go to America, Australia, or the UK to study or practice my English because you guys have already brought those countries to my ears. Mm-hmm. Thanks a bunch for sharing these podcasts with us. They are indeed a big help.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a really good review.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, what does he mean by the real deal?
Well, the real deal means it is very genuine, very authentic. It's not, like, fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can also say maybe legit.
Legit.
Would be a more slang way to say that.
True. So yeah, that's the real deal.
What does he mean by a bunch?
A bunch would be used as a quantifier, maybe, before some kind of noun or whatever. It just means a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And I say this all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is very American.
Because
when I think of a bunch, I think of bananas.
Yeah, bananas are in bunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the literal definition of a bunch would be like a group of fruit, mm-hmm. like a banana.
Okay.
They're in a bunch. But I use it a lot as saying a lot.
Mm-hmm. And how would you use it? Like a bunch of people?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you say like how they've written it there? Thanks a bunch?
Not so much.
Not so much?
Yeah, I would say thanks a lot.
I mean, I've heard people say thanks a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard you say it, so that's why I asked.
I mean, it might just be something that I personally wouldn't say. Doesn't mean that it's incorrect.
Okay, cool. So thanks a lot for that shout out. Yeah, like we said, we don't know your real name. We don't know if you're a man or a woman, but thanks a lot. Keep listening, and we will continue to produce these podcasts.
Yeah, as long as we keep getting those 5-star iTunes reviews.
Of course, of course.
All right, cool. So let's move on to the question. Not just anybody. Okay, so the question for today is, why do I see yet used as but? That's but with one T.
Yeah. Because but with two T's is?
Another word for ass.
Yeah. Bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is sometimes true. You might see yet used instead of the word but. But this is very typical in written English.
Formal written English.
Formal written English, yes. It's not common that you'd use this like, I wanted to go to the movies, yet I had no money.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very posh.
Yeah. Anytime I think of formal words, I always want to say it with a posh British accent.
Yeah. So if you do see yet used as but, it would be in written English and most commonly some kind of formal styled article or book or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you want to know more about the word yet and some other common words that are mistaken with yet, already, and still, I just wrote an article about it with a video.
Awesome.
So I'll link that to the show notes as well.
Cool. Yeah, so that video is also pretty funny. Chad's getting better at video editing.
It's getting a little better.
I recommend you check it out.
Yeah. But Trevor actually had a bad accident in the video, but he's okay now. So check that out.
All right, so let's move on to the expressions. Okay, so what's the theme for the expressions?
So this week the theme is expressions related to weapons.
Okay, feeling a little dangerous this week?
Yeah, feeling a little dangerous this week. So, yeah, expressions related to weapons. And let me just go through them very quickly. To dodge a bullet, to bury the hatchet, don't shoot the messenger, pull out the big guns, and cross swords.
Alrighty. Let's start with that first one.
To dodge a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a term, an expression we use when you manage to avoid a negative situation.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you don't want to do. And if you manage to get out of that situation, you've just dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
As if, you know, the Matrix. So Trevor, can you think of any examples with dodge a bullet?
So say, for example, you are on your way to, so that you have your final exams for college, and you wake up late, and if you don't get to class in time, then you're going to fail because you have to be there for the test.
Of course.
And so you arrive driving 100 miles an hour, you get to school, just 5 seconds left, and you get into your seat before the doors close, and say that you've dodged a bullet.
You did dodge a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the bullet in this case would be failing your exam.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And dodging it would be driving recklessly and putting many people's lives in harm in order to get there on time because of your laziness.
Yes.
Of waking up early.
So what do you mean by recklessly?
Recklessly means to do something with no care, not really caring about anything else.
About the safety.
About the safety of anything else.
Yeah, generally used with driving a lot.
A reckless driver, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's move on to the next expression. That is to bury the hatchet.
Yep.
All right, so I don't know what that means, so why don't you tell us?
You don't know what that means?
No.
I think I thought this was an American expression, because I don't know what that means. I'm joking.
Okay.
But I thought it was an American expression, but to bury the hatchet, just so you know, a hatchet would be a small axe.
Mm-hmm. And what is an axe?
An axe is a weapon,
mm-hmm.
which is what these expressions are all involving. And it's a weapon generally used to cut down trees.
Yeah, so it's like a wooden handle, generally. It's
yeah.
A big, sharp, triangular-shaped knife, almost.
Blade,
yeah. Yeah. Maybe better.
Used to chop off people's heads in the Dark Ages. Or by lumberjacks to cut down trees.
Yeah.
Better.
More commonly used for
yeah.
that. Or also used by a hitchhiker to stop some 300-pound dude from killing three little women. Okay, so I'm not sure which podcast episode it was, but we had one of the songs about Kai, a home free hitchhiker.
That's right.
And he used a hatchet to save some people's lives.
Yeah.
So we'll link you to that in the show notes. Yeah.
Did he actually kill someone?
Almost. Uh-huh.
Okay. And that guy's in jail now, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Happy ending?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the, did we even explain what it means?
No.
Okay, so to bury a hatchet means, bury means to put into the ground.
And like, cover.
And cover with dirt and earth. But to bury the hatchet is when you kind of like forget about maybe arguments you're having with someone and a situation that is making you have a difficult situation with someone. Mm-hmm. You know, if you argue about it a lot of times. So to bury the hatchet is just to forget about that topic that you guys are talking about and just leave it. Forget about it.
Yes, yeah, stop arguing about it. Just let mm-hmm. it go.
Yeah.
Okay, so like for example, I buy a lot of peanuts and Justin and Chad always eat all my peanuts. And I could keep on getting upset about it and Chad might just be like,
I don't give a shit about your damn peanuts.
And so we fight about it and then eventually you're just like, hey man, let's just bury the hatchet.
Yeah. Yep. That's a very strange but correct example of bury the hatchet. And let's move on to the next one, which is don't shoot the messenger. And the messenger in this case would be another expression, the bearer of bad news.
Mm. Yeah, and so we mentioned that in the Fluency Plus course on mm-hmm. the module about news.
Yeah. And so the bearer is just someone who has bad news, someone mm-hmm. Who holds the news. And to use the expression, don't shoot the messenger, it just means don't blame the person who is delivering the bad news.
Yeah, don't get angry with them because it's not their fault.
Exactly.
So say, for example, you are a employee of Scarface and you have to tell him that some of his drug money was stolen and he might literally shoot you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he could get all upset and you would say, hey, don't shoot the messenger. It's not my fault.
Don't kill me, Mr. Scarface. Yeah, I hate it when you have to tell, like, mafia drug dealers that you don't have the money.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
So for anyone who doesn't know this, Scarface is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to The Godfather, mafia, etc., killing people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, don't shoot the messenger. Don't blame someone who just delivers the bad news. The next one, to pull out the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does that mean?
This is what happens when I take my shirt off.
Pull out the big guns, yeah. Why would you say that when taking your shirt off?
So guns is another word to say like my big muscly arms.
Mm.
So like an expression would be sun's out, guns out.
Mm. Another one is, hey ladies, welcome to the gun show.
Yeah, you can say that as well. So when I say sun's out, guns out, it means if the sun is shining, then I take my shirt off.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, and so...
Do you follow that rule?
Generally, yeah.
Really?
I prefer to take my clothes off in the sun.
Okay, cool. So guns out when the sun's out.
Okay, yeah, so I say to pull out the big guns, what does that mean?
Didn't I just ask you that? Okay.
Yeah, so pull out the big guns would mean that it's like now you're getting serious. Now you're going to put in the... When I think of this, I think of like you're trying to go like break into a castle and some boss is there and you're trying to rescue a princess or whatever. And then you get through the easy layer and he's like, all right, now I'm going to pull out the big guns. And he brings his fighters that are even stronger and more difficult to pass.
The cavalry.
Yeah. Say.
The big guns, yeah. Maybe even in a sporting sense, you could use it if the team is not doing so well, but you have like a little secret player, some guy who's really good, but he's on the bench.
What do you mean by the bench?
In sporting terms, especially football and baseball, whatever, on the bench is a player who is not actually on the field.
Mm-hmm.
He's just waiting to be exchanged with another player, reserve player. But sometimes they leave their big guns on the bench in case they need them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a really good soccer player and the team's not winning, so hey, let's bring out the big guns and their best player comes out and just annihilates the other team.
Cool.
Yep. All right, so, and the last expression is to cross swords.
Okay, and this is another one that you'll have to tell the audience because I don't know what it means.
I think you do.
Maybe I'm just not very smart.
If you're crossing swords about a particular subject, that just means that you and the other person or the other party doesn't agree with your opinion.
And I think you were telling me something about how crossing swords can have a sexual meaning.
I think it also could. I'm not really experienced with this. But if you guys type in crossing swords, maybe in a different reference like
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. I'm sure that will extend our expression into many other different meanings.
Which we're not going to talk about.
No, no. Okay, so that wraps up the expressions for this week's podcast.
Let's move on to the quick tip, trick, and or funny joke section.
Oh yeah.
Let's call in the big guns.
Let's call in the big guns right now. So, hey Justin. Yep. You want to come in here, buddy? Here is the man in the flesh, Justin Murray.
What's up, guys? How you doing? So, I'm here to present the Google Chrome extension for NPR.
What is that exactly?
It is this little extension that you download. It's free on the internet. Just look up Google Chrome extension for NPR.
Yeah, we'll link it in the show notes.
NPR is National Public Radio, which is a news source in the United States. It's pretty good news. Many, many sources of information about music, culture, current affairs, as well as international news. And it's really awesome, but it's just tons and tons of information.
And what features do they get from this Chrome extension?
So it's a little icon that goes in your Google Chrome bar on the top right. And with this icon, you click on it and a bunch of news opens up, like news about lots of different stuff. And under settings, you can actually create a filter to find news about anything you want. Like I was showing Chad a little bit earlier, like he likes capoeira. So I just went under settings and I put in capoeira and it creates a filter that gets all the news from NPR for capoeira. Mm-hmm. And they gave us 5 articles.
Mm-hmm.
And each of them had audio and text.
Okay, so you can read and listen at the same time.
Yeah, with basically anything you want. Yeah.
So any subject that interests you.
Yeah, you can find stories about it with audio and text.
Okay.
Because as we always talk about, connecting your life to your English, things you love to your English, is really, really important for learning. And to make it convenient, make it practical, make it fun. And this is a formula for success.
Yeah, sounds like a great resource, Justin.
Yeah, I have it on my computer and I encourage you to get it. Check it out.
Cheers, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, take it easy.
Later.
Cool. All right, thanks for that, Justin. Really appreciate it, as I'm sure all our listeners do as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so going on to the joke. I actually had a joke planned for today, but looks like you got one. So, what is it?
Could we do both?
No.
Okay.
It's better to save.
Let's just do mine then. So, this is a joke from a comedian who I personally really like. You've probably never heard of this guy, Billy Connolly. No. He's Scottish, has a very strong Scottish accent, so it's going to be a great way for you to practice your listening skills if you watch the YouTube video, which I will attach in the show notes. But his one-liner goes a little something like this. So, have you heard about the oyster who went to a disco and pulled a muscle?
It's very clever.
Okay. So, first of all, Trevor, what is an oyster?
An oyster is a type of seafood.
Mm-hmm. Also an aphrodisiac, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I know what I'm going to cook for my next date.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so an oyster is, it's kind of a fancy food as well.
Yeah. And so why is it, what's the humor here? Why did he pull a muscle when he went to the disco? So
first of all, a muscle is another word for seafood as well. It's a type of seafood similar to an oyster, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. And so if you pull a muscle, then you hurt your muscle. It's like it's not ripping the muscle, but it is straining it or hurting it in some way. So if you don't stretch and you run maybe really fast while you're cold, you can pull a muscle. Another definition for to pull is to have sex.
Yeah.
To like pick up a girl and then have sex with her.
Yeah. Is it always the sex part? I guess so, right?
In America it is at least.
Okay. Well, if it is in America, then it is in Australia.
Well, it could be different. A lot of things are different.
Yeah. Cool. So it's kind of a double meaning joke there. So the oyster pulled a muscle.
Yeah.
Maybe he hurt himself or maybe he
got lucky
with a female or whatever muscle.
Yeah. So that leads us into the song for today.
Mm-hmm.
That wraps up the podcast for today, but we're going to play you out with a song by Daft Punk called Get Lucky.
Yeah. Love this song.
Yeah, and so also on the show notes, we're going to link you to President Obama singing this song.
I didn't know he had such a good voice.
Yeah, check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Real Life English community. Don't be shy. We've got a mailing list. Go to reallifebh.com/podcast. Sign up and stay up to date with everything that we do in the Real Life English community. And I will personally send you 10 free exclusive podcasts with transcripts.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Yep, what do you mean by tunes?
So tunes is kind of a slang way to just say song.
Yeah, probably you're listening to us on iTunes.
Mm.
Or tunes, as some silly Americans like to pronounce it.
Nobody calls it tunes.
You don't say tunes?
In reference to iTunes?
Yeah, you just said tunes.
But not in reference to iTunes.
Oh, in reference to what?
Music.
Songs,
yeah.
Okay. So it's different, like a song and iTunes is different.
Song and tunes are different. It's a different word for the same thing.
Because I just say tunes for both.
I'm confused. What the fuck are you talking about?
Because you said like nice tunes in the background, as in like songs, when you said tunes.
Yeah. What would you say?
Tunes.
Oh, you pronounce it different.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying.
That's what I was trying to
say. I didn't know if you were like...
I'm not sure if I got that across very well.
I thought you were talking about making fun of the way I pronounced iTunes.
Oh,
like
no.
I just called iTunes tunes or something.
No.